Samacha Omrala Polyanta. Again, now the Gemara says that one said, Rabbi Ribi Achariba, Rabbi Achariba, and Lamayat.
That was the story.
That Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechlin said that he put a Kizayas Levoina, Agabi Mashu, for the Minchit Postle. Because it says Lashon of Layite, and it means Lashon of a Kizayas in the Sina, but Olero is considered the Ribi Achariba, which is Rabbi Achariba, and Lamayat come teach us that the Lava Levoina as even to put it on a mashu of the mincha. Now, Vika the Yami Sam say no. The Ram Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef that the boy Rabbi Yechon, Yechon had this for Shiloh. What's going to be? No san mashu shemen agabi kizayis mincha mahum. Let's say the first case that Yitaka put a mashu of shemen agabi kizayis mincha mahu. Mi binan shim or sima kinesina. Isn't that the person says la yosem ala shemen? At first we said lo yosem means even a mashu. Now he has a philosophic no. Do we say that the sima is likely in the sima, just like lo yitem by levoino means the shiur of a kezayis? So maybe lo yosem that it says by shemen also means at least the kezayis of shemen. Or maybe not, as we wanted to say before, when the pasuk says for lo yosem or leh levoino shemen is even a mashu. And according to this, take with the sophikin. Whether the law of not to put shemen, you need to have a kezayis, or is it enough to be chayim with a mashu? Then we had before, what's going to be nosan shemen al shirahil? Let's say you put shemen on the shirayim of the mincha. As after you made the kemitza, now the shirayim, the part that the kohen needs to be put shemen on that, you're not over lav. Turn around, bottom, learn like this. The pasuk says, lo yosim oleho shemen. For lo yitain, and you should not put levoina. Kinsa by this minchas karevon, you're not supposed to put shemen and not levoina. Yochel, I would have thought to say, b'shnei kahanim, song about two different kahanim, Tavlev, it says, no aleho, v'gufo shemincha kosim medaber, v'loid the kain, and not with the kain. The other, the half minute reason, the pasuk says, lo yosim aleho shemen, v'lo yitain, it's talking about two different kahanim. Maybe two different people could be over this two lavim. But the same Kohen, if he would take Shem and then Levoin and put it on the Mincha, maybe it's only one Lav. That's the question. How do we know to say that these two Lavim apply even to one Kohen? So after Josh, it says, Tam Leim, it says, Le'ita Nolea, which we dash in means, Begufa Shem Mincha Kosim Adaber, that the Lav is totally in this Mincha. Anybody, could even be one Kohen. If he puts Shem into this Mincha Chayta, and he also puts Levoin, he's over two Lavim. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Le yiten kli agabe kli. You cannot take a kli that has shemen in it, or has levoina in it, and put it on top of the mincha. And the yim nosam posel, maybe just by doing this, putting this kli on top of the mincha, you would make a psul in the mincha. And this vidash, you know, Tamalem, the posel says, Oleho. Which vidash needs to say, the gufa shemincha kosim medaber. The posel is talking about the gufa of the mincha. When did the mincha become posel? Only if you put shemen into the gufa mincha. If you just put shemen into a kli, and this kli on top of the mincha, you do not pass over the mincha. Now the Mishnah says, yesh tunas hagosho v'yein tunas tenufa. Certain menochis, you have to make hagosho, means you have to take the mincha and bring it towards the mizbeach, but you do not have to make tenufa, you do not have to pick it up. Hagosho tenufa. Some need both. You have to take the mincha and bring it towards the mizbeach. And also tenufa, you have to pick it up, lift it up first. Tenufa, some have to be lifted up, but v'loy hagosha, and some do not need the mitzvah of hagosha, bringing it closer towards the mizbeach. And there are some menachis that loy tenufa, v'loy hagosha, that does not need not tenufa and not hagosha. Now the elu, these are the menachis, tunas hagosha, v'yein tunas tenufa. These are the menachis that you have to have hagosha, you have to bring it towards the mizbeach, but you do not have to lift it up. Minchas ha-selis, a stam minchas brought from selis. There's a mitzvah ha-gosha, but no mitzvah tenufa. V'yamachavas from the frying pan, v'yamacheshas a deep pan, v'yachalas for a kikin, to bring stam mincha. That made from a mafa baking, whether either you bake them chalas, or whether you bake them a kikin wafers. You have to have a mitzvah ha-gosha, but not a mitzvah tenufa. Minchas kahanim, a mincha that a kohen brings, a mincha of kohen Mashiach, a mincha that the kohen Godel brings, the chavitin he brings twice a day, minchas nochrim, a mincha that a goy brings, minchas noshim, a mincha that an isha brings, a mincha of chayta. all these things, they only need Hagosha, but they do not need a Tanufa. Rabbi Shimon of Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Be'am Hagosha, Yagin, and says, no, there's not even the mitzvah Hagosha. You do not have to bring this Mincha closer towards the Mizbeach first. Not by a Minchas Kahanim, and not by a Kohen Gadol. Why? Lefishein Be'am Kemitza, because there's no mitzvah of Kemitza. In other words, Kemitza is only when you only have to burn the Kemitza and the Shram, the rest of it is eaten by the Kahanim. But by Minchas Kohen we know the whole thing is burnt. And by the Minchas Kohen Gadol, the whole thing is burnt. There's no Kemitza. And so Shimon knows the klal is, because Shein Bem Kemitza, Ein Behem Agosha. If there's no mitzvah Kemitza, Rashi says, Lahati Shrayim Lekanim, is Ein Lem Agosha. He says, Kanim Bevrais Lekamon, V'yotsu, Eilu Minchas Kanim, O Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Shein Bem Lekanim. And since there's nothing for the Kanim, there's no Kemitza like, there's no Shrayim for the Kanim, therefore there's no mitzvah Hagosha. Now the Gemara says again, that Omer Papa Papa says, that Kolecha de Tzinan, wherever it says the Mishnah, this Minchas HaChalas, or Minchas Rekikim, it's Esa Tzinan. But you know, you have to have all 10 either made from Chalas, or all 10 either made from Rekikim. You cannot mix up 5 and 5. And so again, Michael Mashman wants the Chiddush of a Papa, La'afukim and Rebbe Shimon. Teaches not like Rebbe Shimon says. The Omer that he says, that yes, it could even be Machzor Chalas or Machzor Rekikim. Yovi Kamashman on the way. He said, if you can bring five of them could be chalas and five could be rekikim. You need 10 true, but how is the 10 made up? It doesn't say, Kamashma, no, he yells, it has to be all 10 from the same type. Either 10 chalas or 10 rekikim. Again, it's the equals for our Mishnah. Just like it says, Minchas Machas, Minchas Macheshu, they're all 10 are the same way. Then it says chalas and rekikim also means all 10 have to be the exact same way. Now the Gemara says, I don't know if you said of our Mishnah that these Menachis need Hagosha but do not need a Tanufa. The Tanur Rabbanan wrote like this, Ilo Nemeth, the Pasuk would have said, Ve'haveso Asheyasa Me'ela Lashem Ve'ikrivu Ela Kayin Ve'gishoi Ha'yisoi Me'en Mishatoin Hagosha Lo Kaymes Mavad. Only maybe the Kemitzi has to make Hagosha with. Mincha, how do we know the whole mincha, even before you make the kemitza? How do we know the whole mincha shleimo, you have to make a hagosha? Rashi says that they sell as a mincha, the ikrok se v'yegisha on his bech, and this pasuk it says also the mitzvah hagosha. So I would have thought to say maybe only the kemitza bavad. Rashi says, shenasa l'ashem, that the kemitza that's burnt, maybe only after you make the kemitza, there's a mitzvah to bring the kemitza closer to the mizbech. Minan, how do we know to say that the whole mincha has to be? Talmud Levi, as the pasuk says, mincha, that the whole mincha has to be brought. Now she says, the min shetuna hagosha kredim kemitza. Now, mincha schaiti minan, how do we know even the mincha that a chaiti brings also needs a mitzvah hagosha? Talmud Levi, the pasuk says, esa mincha, mashmi even the mincha schait also is a mitzvah hagosha. And really, the dinu, it's a swirl like this. Rashi says, the mincha has chayt to na agosha. For it's all kro, really I should not even need a pasuk for this. There's a svar that a mincha chayt should have to have agosha. Bedinu, Nem Hoch says over here,